Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Trace Kerr.
And I'm Amy Barton. And this is everything you never knew you wanted to know about redheads and pain tolerance.
Okay.
Actually, maybe it's the perception of pain. Maybe some tolerate it better than... Let's get into it. Let's have a discussion. Chris, my husband, he had brown hair in his youth, but he has a very ginger beard. He's definitely now... The hair on his head is his beard and it's red. And he went to the dentist last week to get a cavity filled. And I don't think it was a very big cavity, but he texted me from in the chair and he's been there forever and they're waiting for the anesthesia to kick in and they start the procedure and it kept wearing off and they had to administer, he said, like three more times. So he and the dentist were talking about that. And Steve, the dentist, said that seems to be a thing with redheads. So I looked it up and maybe Steve didn't say that. Maybe I said that. This is the hazy Amy conversation. But I'd heard a thing about that. And so I looked it up. And indeed, there are some studies that show that redheads require more anesthesia to reach that therapeutic level and to stop the pain.
Yeah, I will say that. So I married a redhead and Beckett is a redhead. The last time Beckett needed surgery, I told the anesthesiologist, I'm like,
natural redhead.
Yep. And they were like, oh, good to know, and put it in the chart.
Mm-hmm. So as we delve into the details of this a little, please know, everyone, that there are some studies on this. Some people don't entirely buy the science. And it's one of those where there's lots of facts and a little bit of magic still as they there's a little gap between that end of we're absolutely sure. So if you are a naysayer, by all means, continue to naysay. We may one day find out it's a different mechanism or we were all wrong. But right now there's a decent amount of information from a few studies. So a Louisville University team led by anesthesiologist Daniel Sessler found out that redheads require 19% more inhaled general anesthesia than us brunettes.
Wow.
Ooh, let's talk about, though, analgesics versus anesthesia.
Ooh.
An analgesic, like an opioid, redheads are found to need a little less. And I have heard that, too. Like, redheads, you see the wisdom teeth videos, and they are just off their rocker loopy after some of those with the pain meds.
When Beckett got there, and Chaz, the wisdom teeth out,
mm-hmm.
they needed way more meds. I can remember Chaz was just knocked out because they had to give him so much medication.
Yeah, like they don't want to push you over that tipping point, but they almost have to.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. They found that redheads of both genders needed less opioid morphine to dull their pain, while redheaded women needed less of kappa opioids, which is used to treat labor pain. So that's a win if you're a redhead lady. That kind of stuff can, you don't need as much. But apparently, well, this is a fact. It's not apparently. Somewhere around 2% of the world's population are natural redheads. That's actually a real stat. Not yep. an apparently. So that makes it the rarest of the hair colors. The associated genetic component is MC1R, which provides the instructions that lead to the hair pigmentation, and so that it influences skin color as well. Their response to UV light and their risk of developing melanoma is linked to that gene.
Yeah.
Here's the fun, interesting part. That gene also plays a role in pain perception.
Well, that kind of makes sense, because if it's your...
That's where the pain comes. Yeah, you sense the pain to begin with.
I had a direction and then I lost it in a... Welcome to ADHD.
I know! This is going to be a fun episode to edit because I am right there with you.
Oh, man.
Okay, here's an interesting thing too. Someone, like if you and Chaz were both natural redheads, Beckett could have inherited two copies of the MC1R gene, one from each of you, which would then, do you suppose they need 40% more?
I don't know.
I don't know if that math works, but you would certainly definitely want to say.
One of my grandmothers was like a deep, deep, deep redhead. So I mean, it's floating around mm-hmm. in there. I've got it. I'm just not currently using it, much to my disappointment.
Yeah, that one is tucked away because we've got redheads in our family too, and none of us are red except for Chris.
Except for Chris's face.
Yep, except for Chris's face. Okay, let me peek it. We've wandered down a road and I need to peek at my notes.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. So one of the criticisms is that this has been a pair of small studies, and the ones that I found were from the early 2000s, and they focused on pain tolerance. One thing that they uncovered in those studies as well is that people with the MC1R variant, I like to call them variants. That makes it sound like you might mutate in some wings too.
Right?
But this variant indicates that they're more sensitive to heat and cold, which isn't as cool as wings. It's probably much less cool than wings. And the flip side, another study found that people with the variant were less sensitive to stimulus from electrical currents. So I wonder if that means they did not feel as much pain from it. You'd still think that would like scramble some internal things, right? It's still doing damage, but it's not bumming you out in the moment quite as much.
So I need you to sit in this chair, and I'm going to put these electrodes on your it's fine. And then I'm just going to tap this button over here. Tell me how you feel. Shocking grad students. Stop it. Stop it.
Yeah, we all become Peter Venkman for the sake of science.
I know exactly.
So anecdotal evidence has been reported from both patients and clinicians that the red hair and the pain response, that's where you get a big amount of this information and you see a lot of it on the internet. So as you're reading in the future to determine if this has been found true, please look at your source in the URL before you totally trust it, because if it's Health Lines with a lot of Z's in the title, that might not be a reputable source. Because I am quite certain that this is an interesting thing and they'll continue to study it. The anecdotal information is quite compelling. Just like Chris's experience at the dentist. It took a lot. He got his money's worth out of that dentist appointment.
And was his face numb? How long was he numb? Yes. That's the other question.
Quite a while. Well, no, he hurt for quite a while, but it wore off pretty quick.
Ah.
By the time he got home, he was not doing that weird thing. Look at my lip. Is my lip drooping? We're always sure it is. No, he was pretty uncomfortable.
Oh.
Quite a bit of science there.
It's definitely, something is definitely happening. I agree with you. Is it the redheadedness in particular? Is it something else that they also have? You know, yeah, answering that question is a little more hard to dive down into, but...
Yeah, the mechanism.
Exactly.
At the cellular, molecular, genetic level.
Right. Because is it that you have the gene? Does the gene make it so that your body metabolizes things differently? Yeah, we got to dig down. But you just be careful if you're drugging your redhead. You might need more. Oh, no, I'm going to take that out.
Yes.
Huh. Wow.
There you go.
If you'd like to hear more episodes, ask your smart speaker to play Brain Junk Podcast. And wherever you listen, please like and subscribe. I've heard quite a few podcasts lately where they start the episode saying, please like and subscribe. If you guys don't start liking and subscribing, we're going to move it to the front. I'm warning you, okay? Don't make me come back there. Check out our Instagram for fun science and history facts. Our Facebook page is a great place to go if you have comments or questions. Amy and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know, and I guarantee you will not be bored.